Morning IELTS Supplement, Wednesday, June 7, 2017. Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia was a historical region situated within the Tigris-Euphrates River system, in modern days roughly corresponding to most of Iraq plus Kuwait, the eastern parts of Syria, southeastern Turkey, and the regions along the Turkish-Syrian and Iran-Iraq borders. Widely considered to be one of the cradles of civilizations by the Western world, Bronze Age Mesopotamia included Sumer and Akkadian, Babylonian and Assyrian empires, all native to the territory of modern-day Iraq. In the Iron Age, it was controlled by the Neo-Assyrian and Neo-Babylonian empires.The Sumerians and Akkadians, including Assyrians and Babylonians, dominated Mesopotamia from the beginning of written history, roughly 3100 BC, to the fall of the Babylon in 539 BC. When it was conquered by the Achaemenid Empire, it fell to Alexander the Great in 332 BC, and after his death, it became part of the Greek Seleucid Empire.Around 150 BC, Mesopotamia was under the control of the Parthian Empire. Mesopotamia became a battleground between the Romans and the Parthians. With western part of Mesopotamia coming under ephemeral Roman control, in 226 AD, eastern part of it fell to the Sassanid Persians. Divisions of Mesopotamia between Roman, the Byzantine from the 395 AD and Sassanid empires lasted until the 7th century, Muslim conquest of Persia and the Sasanian Empire, and Muslim conquest of the Levant from the Byzantine. A number of primarily Neo-Assyrian and Christian native Mesopotamian states existed between the 1st century BC and 3rd century AD, including Adiabene, Osorian, and Hatra.Mesopotamia is the site of earliest developments of the Neolithic Revolution from around 10,000 BC. It has been identified as having inspired some of the most important developments in human history, including the invention of the wheel, the planting of the first cereal crops, and the development of cursive script, mathematics, astronomy, and agriculture. Geography.Mesopotamia encompasses the land between Euphrates and the Tigris rivers, both of which have their headwaters in Armenian highlands. Both rivers are fed by numerous tributaries, and the entire river system drains a vast mountainous region. Overland routes in the Mesopotamia usually follow the Euphrates because the banks of the Tigris are frequently steep and difficult.The climate of the region is semi-arid, with a vast desert expanse in the north which gives way to a 15,000 square kilometers or 5,800 square miles region of marshes, lagoons, and mudflats and reed banks in the south. In the extreme south, the Euphrates and the Tigris unite and empty into the Persian Gulf.The arid environment, which ranges from the northern area of rain-fed agricultural to the south where irrigation of agriculture is essential if a surplus energy return on energy invested is to be obtained, this irrigation is aided by high water table and by melting snows from the high peaks of the northern Zagros Mountains and from the Armenian highlands, the source of the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers that give the region its name.The usefulness of irrigation depends upon the ability to mobilize sufficient labor for the construction and maintenance of canals, and this, from the earliest period, has assisted the development of urban settlements and centralized systems of political authority. Agriculture throughout the region has been supplemented by nomadic pastoralism, where tent-dwelling nomads herded sheep and goats, and later,camels from the river pastures in the dry summer months out into seasonal grazing land on the desert fringe in the wet winter season. The area is generally lacking in building stone, precious metals, and timber, and so historically has relied upon long-distance trade of agricultural products to secure these items from outlying areas. In the marshland into the south of the area, a complex waterborne fishing culture has existed since prehistoric times and has added to the cultural mix. Periodic breakdowns in the cultural system have occurred for a number of reasons. The demand for labor has from time to time led to population increases that push the limits of the ecological carrying capacity. And should a period of climatic instability ensue, collapsing central government and declining populations can occur. Alternatively, military vulnerability to invasion from marginal hill tribes or nomadic pastoralists has led to periods of trade collapse and neglect of irrigation systems. Equally, centripetal tendencies amongst city-states has meant that central authority over the whole region, when imposed, has tended to be ephemeral, and localism has fragmented power into tribal or smaller regional units. These trends have continued to the present day in Iraq.